I was speaking to my husband today about, you know, who I was speaking with for interview with an artist, and I said, I'm speaking with this amazing French woman who does this fantastic cardboard work and creates art, but it's also functional furniture. And he was like, cardboard? And I said, yeah, go on her Instagram feed and have a look. And he went on and he was just blown away.
Yes, you know, I think it's a majority of people who most of the time when they ask me, you know, at the beginning, what are you doing? I said, oh, I create with cardboard. They said, oh, yeah. But after they said, can you show me? And when I showed, they said, oh, is it really cardboard? So, you know, it's exactly the response that I like to hear. In fact, to surprise, you know. I think people has wrong or misunderstood about the cardboard because cardboard, you know, can be a bit rough. It's a rough element, and you use a cardboard for packaging for things like that. But when the cardboard, you know, is used in another way, and that you tend to, you know, push it to make it something different, quite inaccessible, you know, and quite elegant and far away or from the beginning, you know, so maybe it surprises people, and it's exactly what I want to transmit.
It is very refined work and it is very elegant work. And you, I mean, particularly the mirror work, the mirrors are just so beautiful. But then I was looking at your work again this morning and I noticed the tables and like the side console and the chairs that you do as well. How do you decide what you're going to make?
So it's a long story, you know, and how I came to cardboard, you know, it's like you notice I'm French. My accent is very French. So I apologize, first of all, for all the people who are listening, and I hope you will understand me. But yeah, so I'm coming from a country, you know, at the beginning, with a strong country of history. I used to live in France and I was working in something totally different. I was in Bordeaux and I was working the wine communication. So from my background, I'm coming from a culture of king and the furniture. You understand? So born in France, you know, I already have a strong, deep root on my gene. But at the same time, I was curious of discovering, you know, everything. Material, texture, decoration. I'm very keen on decoration, to be honest. I always love helping friends to decorate. And I think they appreciate how I can pick up quickly, you know, the balance between texture, atmosphere, color. And I think I can do that in a lot of area. For example, if I go to a shop and I have to choose some clothes, you know, I know exactly what I like. I come and I look at with my eyes and I straight away go to that one. I don't need to go to everything, you know. So I think it's maybe the beginning of, you know, my connection to decoration and things with aesthetic, you know. So I was not basically at the beginning, you know, I was not working in art. I was not working in decoration. But I always have a sort of curiosity. You know, an open eyes to source things. And what's happening after about six, I don't know, 15, 60 years ago, you know, we came to Australia with my family. So it was something totally new, a new big, like a new beginning. And, you know, to be during a, we were supposed to be here for a short period. And finally, we ended up to become Australian. Even if with my strong accent, I am Australian. So at the beginning, I start to see if I could work with wine, but very quick I realized one thing, you know, that it was maybe the time to change. So, you know, of course, it's difficult to change like that, but like I had always this sort of, you know, curiosity on that. One day, a French artist friend, you know, showed me how to create a simple cardboard frame, you know, but with pizza box. or bread box.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I'm glad you said that because I wanted to know. Tell us about yes. the very first cardboard piece that you made.
Yeah, so it was just something quite simple, you know, and when you just create a frame totally in cardboard with recycled cardboard, and it was a pizza box. Huh? And from that point, you know, I came back for holidays, you know, in France. And like I was quite surprised that I could do something really for myself, you know. I come back to France and I said, I can do better. I can go further, you know. And I start to be more interested in if I bend the cardboard, if I curve the cardboard, how will it be, you know. So I try to do that and I start my really first frame, but with curving, you know, like an antique frame, you know, like because at the beginning, most of the time, if you Google and you watch, you know, frames with cardboard, most of the time you see cardboard, but most of the time everything are flat. I can't explain. It's difficult to explain when you don't see, but you know, you could.
Yeah, no, it is one of the things that when we were speaking, my husband and I, he said it's amazing the bending and the rosettes and yes. the curves in yes. your work. And we were saying you must have very strong hands.
Exactly. I have, first of all, I have strong hands. And second, my nails are not at all, you know, very feminine, I think. You know, I can't have any nail polish, you know, really. I can't have long nails. It's impossible. But yes, it pointed something very interesting because the cardboard is something very resistant. And when I started to make antique frame, you know, in bending and curving, taming the cardboard is a process, you know, quite difficult because it's sometimes I tend to use a cardboard, you know, not on the really on the line I should use it. So that's why I have to help myself stronger, you know, and to be more precise. And most of the time people ask me, do you wet your cardboard? No, I don't wet at all the cardboard. I just bend and use my hand. So it's just my hand who makes the job.